Welcome to the reinforcement of the unit 3, the art. We are going to start with the modal verbs, will and shall. As we have seen before, in order to make predictions, we use will, and to make promises, we will use will and also shall. Here I have some examples about a prediction and a promise so you can see the difference. A prediction is you will visit a museum the following year, and a promise is you're going to be a great artist. I shall paint every day then. Let's move on to the levels of necessity. Need, have to, must. First, we have need. We use need to describe a necessity. As an example, you need to buy more paint. We ran out of it. You don't need to bring more CDs. Do you need anything from the art shop? Then we move on to have to. We use have to in order to express obligation, but this modal verb is a bit flexible. As an example, we have these sentences. I have to send the sculptures through mail. He doesn't have to do all the chorus of the song. Do we have to take this painting course? Finally, we use must to say an obligatory action that needs to be fulfilled. I must finish this drawing. It's for tomorrow morning. You must not touch the plaster of the sculpture. It's going to be ruined if you do. Must I describe my picture? I don't want to. Might versus may. What's the difference? We use may to indicate a situation that it's very probable to happen, as in, I may have a perfect grade on this art review, and also to ask for permission, as in, may I use your brushes? We use might to indicate a situation that it's very unlikely to happen, as in, it's a sunny day, it might snow for the dance practice, or in other situations that are almost hypothetical, as in, I'm so hungry that I might eat the whole house after the museum tour. That's all! Remember to study for the final evaluation. You can do this. You're very capable. Keep it up!